To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I tend to eat a primarily vegan diet, and I notice that I feel so much better. And David, as you know, it can lower your cancer risk. It seems like that's what all the studies are showing. How about you, David? What's your diet like? I know it's changed a lot.
It's changed a lot this past year. I'm definitely eating healthier. I haven't gone as far as being a vegan, so I'm very excited about today's segment. But the biggest reason I've made the changes is one third of all cancer deaths can be prevented by lifestyle changes. That's a huge number.
Oh, that,
and
it is.
I've had too many friends, family members face cancer. And as we know, I talk all about it in chemicals and beauty products and all. But to find out that we can do it through lifestyle changes is huge. And so having our guest on today is huge. And so I'm going to let you introduce our guest today because I'm excited to get started.
Me too. Well, she is a wonderful and gorgeous, I might add, Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Her work empowers people to make informed food choices. She debunks myths about veganism and provides a voice for animals and shows people how to live compassionately and healthfully. Hello there, Colleen.
Hi, thank you so much. That's so lovely.
Oh, thanks so much for coming. You're so lovely.
Thank you.
We're glad you're with us. And I got to tell you, you know, when we started making lifestyle changes in my diet, I started writing everything down and watching the calories. And that was really all I was concerned with. But as I started learning about some of the foods, maybe there's other some healthier choices, and I've started improving my diet with some of those. I learned about increasing the fruits and vegetables I eat and trying to lower processed foods and red meats. And that brings us right to the subject on vegans. But I haven't gone that far. So you got to tell me a little bit about what it's like leading a vegan lifestyle, and then I've got all kinds of questions for you. So tell us just a little bit what that means. Does that mean I can eat just not red meat? Can I eat chicken? Or it, vegan just means none of it altogether? What does it mean?
Well, I will say this, because I'm a big proponent of language, and the truth is you can eat whatever you want. We just don't want to consume, right, the flesh of animals. So vegetarian means that we don't consume the flesh of animals, and that includes fish, because some people think fish are plants, and you always have to correct them and say, no, you're vegetarian. that includes the flesh of fish. If you're vegan, you're not consuming anything that comes off of or out of an animal, so that includes their eggs and their milk. Obviously, cow's milk or goat's milk, and then anything made from those products, which are cheese and those kind of things. But, you know, I think, unfortunately, there's too much of a focus on what you don't choose rather than on all of the things you do choose. And for me, that's really what this life is about, is all of the things you do choose, the abundance that there is that you don't realize is available to you until you stop. You know, you said that when you were changing your diet, you were writing everything down, and my philosophy is you don't know how much you eat of these things until you stop, and that's the principle behind my work. One of the programs I have is called the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, and I say, look, just do it for 30 days, because the truth is everybody says they don't eat a lot of meat, or they don't eat a lot of dairy, or they don't eat a lot of eggs. Everybody has this perception of themselves, but the truth is you don't know how much you eat until you stop. And once you do, then you're aware of all of these things over here, these fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and beans and mushrooms and grains and herbs and spices that you never noticed before you were looking in that direction, cuisines and restaurants and things. But you have to stop long enough to recognize them.
No, you're exactly right. By writing down what I eat a day and not lying to myself, I think that was the biggest trick. Yeah. Is I wrote down the basics and I was lying to myself, let alone my trainer. And I learned real quickly the amount of food I was taking in. And as I'll never forget the first time he brought me to the farmer's market and I got to see all these fruits and vegetables. And then he showed me all these different nuts to eat, not even trying to get me into a vegan lifestyle, but just watching what I eat and the changes. I go back 2 or 3 years, I would have laughed and said, there's no way I can do this. And now I have so much more energy. I am so much healthier. And as we talked before, these lifestyle changes can help me prevent cancer. You know, I want to learn more. And so I got to ask you, you know, they talk about you even doing your 30-day challenge, eat by color. What does that mean?
Yeah, one of my cookbooks is called Color Me Vegan, and so it's a cookbook literally broken up by color. So each chapter is broken up by color. So the idea is, look, I don't think it's that complicated. I really think that it's been overcomplicated for most people, it being how to eat healthfully. And I think the best thing we can do is to skip the middle animal, because right now what we're doing, what we've all been taught, is that the nutrients we need are animal-based, when in truth, the nutrients we need are plant-based. If you think about calcium, for instance, calcium is a mineral that's found in the ground, and the reason cows have calcium in their milk is because they consume grass, or ideally they're supposed to consume grass, but most cows are not, and so they're supplementing their feed with calcium. So the idea that we're going through an animal to get to the nutrients that they get because they eat plants doesn't make sense from a health perspective, from an ethical perspective, a resource perspective. So what happens is when you skip the middle animal, you skip the saturated fat, you skip the dietary cholesterol, you skip the animal protein, you skip the lactose, and you go directly to the vitamins and the minerals and the fiber and the folate and the phytochemicals and the antioxidants. And that's what's behind specific color that we hear about phytochemicals. We're familiar with some of them. Most people have heard of beta carotene. So for instance, that's a phytochemical that gives carrots their orange color. There's beta-cyanines, which give beets their red color. There's anthocyanins, which give blueberries their blue color. So what happens is when you skip all of the animal products and you go directly to the plants, you get all of these wonderful colors, which means you get all these wonderful phytochemicals, which they're just starting to realize the power of these phytochemicals in the prevention of cancer, in everything from asthma to breast cancer to heart disease to even just minor ailments. So that's what's so exciting about eating by color, and you don't have to memorize the names of those phytochemicals. You can just fill your carts with as much color as possible, and I don't mean color from cereal boxes. I mean color from the fruits and vegetables and all the plant foods.
I love that. Colleen, last night, and Dave, and everybody, last night for dinner, I made this amazing, I took mushrooms and sautéed garlic with olive oil and little bits of chard and tomatoes, and I got this I think it was a Bragg sort of all spice kind of thing, salt free. And I mixed it with some pasta and it was amazing and it was hearty and I did not miss the meat at all. And that's what's so amazing. There's so many good vegan foods out there, so many good vegan recipes. Colleen knows all about that. David, go ahead.
I've got a question here. Is for those of us that like meat and we haven't learned this yet, what would you suggest to us to substitute?
Well, here's the problem, David, is that we've all been taught the source of our cravings before we were taught the cravings themselves. So for instance, you know, I grew up eating meat, dairy, and eggs. I totally get it. I know what it's like to say, but I love meat. How could I stop eating it? It's not about the flesh of the animal. We're not obligate carnivores. We do not get excited when we see birds fly past us because we start thinking about lunch. We do not get excited when we see cows grazing because we are thinking about dinner. We love them because, you know, we just want to be near them. It has nothing to do with us craving their flesh. We're not obligate carnivores. What we do crave is fat and salt. We crave texture, that chewiness. We crave flavor, and we crave familiarity. So if you think about those being the things that we're really seeking out in terms of food and the desire and the satisfaction, then we can say, oh, okay, well, I was taught that the way to get all of those things met was through meat, dairy, and eggs. But wait a second. I want to consume meat, dairy, and eggs, but of course I still want texture. Of course I still want flavor. And of course, you know, I still want something satisfying, a certain mouthfeel, fat, salt. Then we go, okay, well, where can I find that over here outside of animal products? Well, all right, if it's fat I'm craving, what about avocado? What about nuts? What about seeds? What about, you know, guacamole, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? If it's something creamy, we can certainly attain that texture through plant foods, guacamole, nut-based cheeses, creamy sauces. We don't need the animal products fat. If it's something chewy, you know, it could be something as simple as mushrooms. You know, you mentioned mushrooms are fantastic for that chewiness. So you see what I mean? It's a matter of saying, okay, it's those things that I'm craving, not the animal itself, and there are plenty of plant foods to give us those satisfaction.
Okay, and not to cut you off, there's so many more questions I've got, but we're running out of time. So real quick, you have a website, the number 30, dayveganchallenge.com, for people can find out more. And you've got another one, compassionatecook.com also, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, so, Compassionate Cook, my website, and 30daveganchallenge.com.
Okay, Colleen, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you both.
Thank you. We'll have you again. I'm health and beauty expert David Pollack with Lisa Davis. This is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.